So, good afternoon and welcome to this meeting of the NATO-Ukraine Commission. We are here to reaffirm our strong commitment to an independent, peaceful and prosperous Ukraine, and to Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. We reaffirm our strong support for the settlement of the conflict in eastern Ukraine by diplomatic means and by dialogue. But our meeting takes place against the background of a ceasefire which is ever more fragile. We see continued violence and loss of life and continued Russian support for the separatists to destabilize Ukraine. We call on all sides to comply with the Minsk agreements and to ensure that the OSCE monitors can do their work. Russia has a special responsibility in this respect. Today, we will assess the situation in eastern Ukraine and in Crimea. Despite these challenges, the government of Ukraine has moved forward with a demanding reform agenda. Successful reforms will be crucial for stability and progress in Ukraine. We have stepped up our support for reforms through our advisory assistance and trust funds, and Ukraine can count on NATO's continued support. Now, let me conclude this public part of the meeting and thank the representatives from the media, and then we will continue in a moment with the rest of the meeting. So thank you to the media.